Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Danny Kane of the Washington Chamber of Commerce about plans for this summer's Summer Classic. I'm already starting to see information circulating about an event in June in Washington called Summer Classic. Can you tell our listeners about this?
Yeah, we're actually really excited to be starting this event. It is inspired from the 175th, our 8-day celebration, and it's going to kick off on June 4th, and it'll be a 4-day celebration starting with Ag Day, the farmers market, and the tractor parade, the kitty tractor pull. A lot of those fun things we saw with the 175th will be on that day.
And can you tell us about the three other days?
Yeah, so Friday we're going to have what we're calling Heritage Day, and that's where we're going to have vendors down in the park. We're going to have some live music, when I say park, Central Park, live music up on the bandstand, and we're hoping that everything could have some sort of like ethnic authenticity to it. So whether it be that you have German heritage, Hispanic heritage, whatever it is, that we can have vendors and food and just some really fun things showcasing all the different parts of Washington. Saturday is going to be our traditional Ridiculous Day, and it's going to be, I believe, our 68th year, and we are the longest running Ridiculous Day in the state, so that's pretty cool. So we'll have that, and we'll have our parade. It's going to start off with a 5K marathon with the YMCA down the Kiwash, and we'll have the Bill Riley talent show. We'll follow in the park at 3, and then off to our big tribute night, which we're really excited about, where we're going to bring a battle of the bands from different high schools and then have two cover bands coming in from Chicago that night out at the airport again.
And what are the local bands that are going to be playing?
Well, we're going to be doing a battle of the bands through the high school. So that's our local element. And that's going to be really exciting because we don't have the names that we can release yet. But we will be having different groups from four different high schools kind of battling off there at the beginning. We may have another local band element in between. But then we're looking to bring in New Odyssey for our 7 o'clock show. And that's a 3-man band with 30 instruments. And they showcase 50s and 60s music. A lot of fun. One of the guys wears like a Mr. Pepper outfit at one point with like electric drums. Really high energy. And then we're going to close out with another tribute band called The Breakfast Club, also out of Chicago. They're going to showcase the hits through the 80s all the way to current times.
And last year, the concert was originally scheduled for downtown, but was moved to the airport. Was it a big success?
Well, actually, it worked out great for all reasons. The location was perfect. The security elements were great. The acoustics in that hangar just couldn't have been better. And we had a great turnout, even with the rain. And people just, they've been asking since the day after it was over if we were doing it again. And so here we are, we're going to do it again. And we're, you know, looking to rally people and support and hopefully bring in a lot of people from out of town. So we've got things circulating online and we're hoping people will share that and get people here for that event.
And Summer Classic will wrap up on Sunday. What's going to happen then?
So Sunday is going to be our church in the park, and we're going to also have music in the bandstand. We're going to have like the picnic in the park. Just going to be our All-Americana Sunday get-together in Central Park.
And going back to Ag Day, there was a tractor parade last year. Are you trying to get more people this year?
Actually, the Antique Tractor Club had a meeting, and Jerome Vitato came in, and he said they are gung-ho, so they're ready to go. I don't know that we're going to have 175 tractors again. I don't think we're going to fall too short, though, because people loved it. And they really enjoyed going around the retirement facilities and being able to go through town and show off, you know, grandpa's tractor. So that was a really, really cool element, and we're excited to have it back.
So Summer Classic has quite an array of activities, kind of something for everybody.
Yeah. And, you know, we're going to be branching out to also the historical elements, and hopefully we'll have the Conger House and the schoolhouses and stuff will be open. I know that Mike Zaz and Andy Dahl did a tree tour last year during the 175th that actually we booked that, and it just totally sold out. We couldn't get any more people on the mini buses. So that was in high demand. People want to see it happen again. So there's going to be a lot of really fun, unique elements. Hopefully we'll be able to branch out and again, include the entire community, showcase who we are, have a really great time and kick off summer.
And with all of this going on, are you already compiling a list of volunteers?
Well, I have last year's list, so everyone can be expecting a call sometime within the next month. I know that my list was over 250 people that we had for that. So we'll need them again. And hopefully we'll just have the same excitement and enthusiasm. So.
And if people do want to get involved, who should they contact?
They can contact the chamber, so they can get a hold of us, 653-3272.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Danny Kane from the Washington Chamber of Commerce, speaking about the Summer Classic. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.